Nancy, Saibara, Naratomi. Deb Shafto. Casey Sinclair.
The entire item 11.
Cliff Smith.
Cliff.
Cliff is here.
Here.
Rita Washington.
He's absent, she requested.
Ted Weisgall, most important item.
Thank you.
My addition to the agenda on coverage of political events. Venicia Williams.
Present.
Larry Winters.
Absent.
I'm going to show up.
Alan Apurin.
In the house.
Mr. Secretary, did you call Wally James?
Yes.
I can give you the excuse that people have requested excuse absences, namely Adrienne, Matthew, Susie, and Rita, and that we allowed Deb Shafto to participate by phone that she requested.
Adrienne, Matthew, Deb, Rita, Susie, and you want Deb to participate by phone as your motion. Is there a second?
Madam Chair, I want to divide because I want to the excuses
I
first.
I second the motion to divide.
Exactly.
Okay, let's consider the excused absence for Adrienne, Matthew, Susie, and Rita. Is there a second?
How about Debbie?
She didn't request one.
I was hoping we would separate them all. Each one individually. We'll consider them.
My father died.
Each person? Is there a... Okay.
I have Matthew Moore, Susie Moreno.
I have it. Can you trust that I have it? I have it. Okay. So Adrienne LaViolette has requested an excused absence. She is eligible for one. She requested it in time. She's only missed one meeting. All those in favor of excusing her?
Aye.
One, two, hands please. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. All those opposed?
Madam Chair.
Okay.
I tell you your business, but maybe you should just ask if there's any opposition to the motion.
Thank you. That's a good idea. Okay, so Adrienne is excused. Matthew, is there a second to excuse Matthew?
I second.
Is there anyone opposed? Matthew is excused from this meeting. Susie, is there a second?
Second.
Is there anyone opposed? Rita asked for an excused absence. Is there a second? Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed? Okay.
Do we have a quorum? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
The motion about telephonic participation, I'm going to rule out of order. I ruled it out of order at the last two meetings.
Yes. Oh, in that case, can we excuse Deb Shafto?
She didn't request it.
I have a point of word. This is a continuing violation of the PMB directive. Sorry, challenge your ruling.
I've ruled this out of order. He's challenged my ruling. Is there a second to challenge the ruling
second.
Of the chair? Okay, so this is open for debate. I get to speak. Then there are three speakers against, three speakers for, and then I get to speak again. This is taking up business time. The last two meetings I've ruled on telephonic participation.
Madam Chair.
Robert, is this a point of order?
Well, yeah, wouldn't it be faster just, we've already heard the arguments for and against. So,
then no one can get on stack, but I am going to speak.
That's what we should do, because you've already ruled on this two or three times.
I'm going to speak because I get to speak. If anyone else wants to speak, they get to speak. If you want to speed up the meeting, then don't get on stack. I have ruled on this for 2 months that telephonic participation is not allowed. In Robert's Rules of Order, page 97, I quote, Except as authorized in the bylaws, the business of an organization or a board can be validly transacted only at regular or properly called meetings. That is as defined on pages 81 to 82, a single official gathering in one room or area of the assembly of its members at which quorum is present. PMB motion was not an amendment to the bylaws, and thus it does not change our rules. Never has this been allowed at a KPST LSB meeting. Is there someone to speak against the chair? Bill.
Well, I wasn't going to, but, you know, this was addressed in the PMB motion, which was passed several months ago. Other stations are allowing it. KPST LSB has allowed telephone participation in the past also, by the way. That was that station. And clearly it's a matter of fairness. She needs to take care of her son, her husband, who has a lung tumor, and can't go up alone. And she does want to participate in the meeting. So we should give her a chance and work with the community.
Ted?
Okay.
There have been multiple transgressions of the Pacifica bylaws, even by the national board, and the speech that was just given by Bill Crozier is one more example of his willingness, his desire, his complicity in violating the Pacifica bylaws by a vote of the Pacifica National Board, of which he is a member. I think it is the it's indicative of the behavior that he has demonstrated, and I am supporting the decision of the chair.
Is there someone to speak against
Mr.
the chair?
I'd ask you to admonish Mr. Weiss for the personal attack. We're having too much of that.
Decorum.
I rule that I agree with that ruling, Ted. That's your warning. Is there someone to speak against the chair? Okay, then I'm going to close out. I've already stated my arguments. I just want to make it clear for future. This point of order has been brought up at every meeting in the last two meetings and wasted our time. And just so you all are aware of this, I will refuse to chair a meeting with telephonic participation. So you can keep bringing up this point of order, and if it ever passes, I will sit down as chair for that meeting. I think it's illegal. I'm not willing to prove that people are within the necessary distance of this meeting or in the necessary medical condition to meet the qualifications of the PNB ruling, and I'm not going to support and be in charge of motions that pass with that kind of participation. So that's all I have to say. Let's vote. You're either voting in support of the chair, which is against telephonic participation, or you're voting against the chair, which is to allow for telephonic participation. We'll count hands. All those in favor, all those in support of the chair, against telephonic participation, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed to the chair who want telephonic participation in the meeting. 1, 2, 3. Motion fails.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I don't know if this is point of information. I want to be added to the minutes that it's not that you read Robert Rule of Order, but Article 6, Section 3 of the bylaw, of the Pacifica Foundation bylaw, prohibited.
Adriana, you're welcome to get on staff next month when this is called, and I am challenged once again. Tab that, and you can share it next month. We are moving on to agenda approval. Are there any changes to the agenda? Ted.
Yes, I have a motion, and I would like to add this to the agenda under new business. The motion is I move that.
It's on a little card, everyone. It's in your folder.
Which one?
It says motion from Ted
Weisberg.
Yes.
What I would like to add to the agenda, this is not whether we approve it, but just to add it to the agenda, I move that the KPFT local station board recommend to KPFT management that over the course of the next 4 months, the Texas election season, that KPFT provide extraordinary coverage of political events and the subject of immigration.
This is a vote just to add it to our agenda. It would be 12A under new business. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let me count again. Keep them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those opposed? All right, we'll do voice vote from now on. So Ted's motion is now new business A. So if you want to make a note on that little sheet, you will have it ready when we get there, if we get there. Any other changes to the agenda? Bill?
I move that we have the motion that I've mailed to you and that I put on out on the tables on motion for MSRC problems with the KPFTGM search. And I ask that we put it after the consent items. It's somewhat urgent and important.
Where is? I
don't
see
that.
It starts with at the top corner. It says motion for tonight on KPFTGM search.
I emailed it to all of you today.
And he's moving this after consent items, so right before standing and special committee reports. Is there a second?
I second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Call for division.
That means we.
I counted for.
Okay. All those in favor, raise your hand.
In favor
of adding this motion to our agenda under consent items. 1, 2, 3. All those opposed to adding this motion under consent items. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The motion is not added. Any other changes to the agenda?
I have a motion.
Okay. Bob's motion has August 1st, 2018 at the top.
What do you want me to do?
It's on a page. It says August 1st, 2018 at the top. It has Bob's name at the bottom.
This has to do with a questionnaire that was put up on a newly created website. And I object to it being available for the public.
A second?
I second it.
This would be new business B. All those in favor of adding this motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
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 Let's count.
What page is this on?
It's a white page. It starts with August 1st, 2018.
Yeah. I don't have it. Thank you.
We're not voting on the motion. We're just voting on whether to put it on our agenda. All those in favor of putting this under new business B, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All those opposed? Raise your hand if you're in favor of putting this motion on our agenda under new business B. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed to adding this motion? 1, 2, 3. The motion is added under new business B. You might want to write that at the top of the page of the motion that Bob gave you so you can find it when we get there.
Did Bill approach his motion into the agenda?
He did not.
No.
Are there other changes to the agenda?
Okay. The correction of the the secretary has informed me that the sign.
Okay, so you want to put that under minutes approval?
Wherever it goes.
January 18th? Is that what you said?
January 2018.
Oh, okay. Either the 10th or the 24th. That's actually, we don't have to add it to the agenda. It can be just a point of order that we bring it up, because I have one for the September it down. Any other changes to the agenda? All right, we're moving on. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Some.
Is there a second?
I second it.
Is there anyone who objects? Okay. Moving on to minutes approval. We're looking at the July LSB 7-11 minutes written by Ted. Are there any changes to those minutes? They're in your folder. They're on a white piece of paper that's stapled. They're long. 6 pages.
I don't know.
So Ted, it would be.
No.
A staple.
We don't have it in this folder.
Then maybe we'll get a different folder. I'm sorry.
Where are they? Over here?
No, they'll be in a. This folder isn't really being used if you don't want to take out.
You got the minutes in?
No.
Thank you. There might be some in there. Nobody has it.
Here, I've got one.
I think it's on my table.
It was 6 pages long, so.
Yes.
I've got one.
This is out.
You have one, though?
Yeah, we have one.
You have one?
I have one.
Anybody else?
One.
Okay, I've got it already.
Are there any changes to these minutes? These were sent months ago. I see lots of people reading, but remember, you had them.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes, and if we have correction, we can send it to the chair.
All right, great. We don't need a motion. They're just approved. We have two issues. First, Venetia, is it the first meeting of the year, or is it 124? You know, 110 or 124? Do you all know?
It's the first one.
Yeah, just say the 10th, yeah.
Okay, so, and you've already figured this out. So we have two corrections to our minutes for the meeting attended. The minutes on January 10th and the minutes on 9/13 of last year. Yeah, 9/13/2017 need to be amended to show that Venetia was present. Ted and I have both gone back to the records and certified that she was there, and the minutes were incorrect.
Move that we put in the minutes.
Is there a second?
So
does anyone object? All right. Ted, do you correct minutes even if you didn't write them?
Would you be difficult?
Okay.
Which months are we talking about?
9/13/17.
Was present on 9/13/17 and
January 10th.
10?
Yes.
Yes.
18.
And I will adjust my attendance records. I already fixed the 9/17 one. All right. Moving on to consent items. These items are in consent items because they passed unanimously at the committee level in the governance committee. Many months of debate and work went into these revisions, and so let's just take that into account when we enter into debate, that a group of people have already debated this and worked on these for a long time and have consensus on them. They're all revisions to the special and standing rules, and I've typed up the existing rule first, and then under it, the suggested revision, and I bolded the words that the committee changed. I wasn't able to mark where they took something out, so keep an eye out for that. If you want another reference to the existing standing rules, you, of course, also have your folders to look at if these are too small.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Do you know whether the talks about standing, this is a revision of the standing rule, Article 3, Section 4, standing committee. What does DESC stand for?
I don't know, but we're not there yet, so can we wait? We're at the first one. So I'll read it since our governance chair isn't here. We're under consent items A, governance. The existing standing rule, Article 2, Section 6, reads, interest cards. At LSB regular meetings, interest cards will be made available with a place for a written statement summarizing a person's public statement, and if requested, the card will be made part of the record. Also, the speaker would not be identified by name unless he, she wished. And just note, interest cards, public statement, and speaker are all in quotation marks. The suggested revision is below it. Standing Rule Article 2, Section 6, interest cards. At LSB regular meetings, interest cards will be made available with a place for a written statement summarizing a person's public statement, and if requested, the statement will be entered into the minutes. Also, the speaker will not be identified by name unless she, he wished, period. And there are no quotation marks. I don't need a second for consent items, correct?
No.
Okay. So we'll take, is there any objection to this motion?
Well, Adrienne Lavillette sent another suggestion for clarification. I think the objection
is good. You can either move to amend or you can get on set. Make your motion.
I guess it's more of a substitute. To replace the language, this is for, is the following. At LSB regular meetings, interest cards will be made available with a space provided for individuals to write what they wish to be included in the minutes, period. No individual's identity statements, portions of their statements, or summaries of their statements will be included in the minutes without the individual's consent. And I wrote it down from the email that she sent. But she sent it to us this afternoon and asked that somebody move that. I think it's just clarified.
Is there a second for that substitution motion? Okay. Is there an objection?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll start speakers for and against. This is for the substitute motion that Adrian sent. Is there a speaker for the motion?
Well, I just think it's a little more clear than what the committee recommended, but it's still in
the form. Just on.
I just think it's a little more clear what your intention
is. Is there a speaker against?
They keep jumping around and
stay with
can't
us.
Keep
is
up.
There a speaker against the substitute motion? Adriana?
Yes. you know, the governance review, the old governance committee was working with this, claiming what was from before. I don't think that we need to keep adding things, and we really appreciate if the work of the committee, if people want to work in those groups, they can go to committees, and there we have all the discussion. We have the whole committee accepting these changes. I don't want to keep adding changes.
Is there anyone to speak for the substitute motion? Anyone else to speak? Okay, so let's go to a vote on the substitute motion. I'll read it as best as I can. It would revise the standing and special rule to be standing rule Article 2, Section 6. Interest cards. At LSB regular meetings, interest cards will be made available with the space provided for individuals to write what they wish to be included in the minutes. No individual's identity statements, portions of their statements, or summaries of their statements will be included in the minutes without the individual's consent. All those in favor of this revision, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The substitute motion fails, so we're back to the original motion, which is on your agenda.
I request, the chair. I am having personally great difficulty keeping up with whatever you're talking about and trying to read at the same time, and you're switching back and forth between different pages. I remember reading about this list thing, and now I can't find the page it's on, and you're going on and getting votes while I'm trying to find it. Could you, when you introduce some topic and it's on a page, tell us exactly, describe what page it's on so I can hurry up and find it. Because I like to read, not just listen to
I
what.
I will do my best. That one I didn't have a copy of for everyone. It was just handed to me. So I will do my best in the future. Point
okay.
noted.
Thank you.
So now we're back to item 6A. It's on your yellow agenda on the front page, halfway down. It was seconded. Is there a speaker? Is there any objection to this motion?
That's what it was, interest cards. Yeah.
This is kind of an important thing because we're revising our standing and special rules, so I think we should just have a vote on the record, if that's okay with everyone. All those in favor of this revision, please raise your hand. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. All those opposed to this revision? All right, it passes without opposition. I just want that down. These are big changes to our rules. We're moving on, so that passes. That standing and special rule is updated as of August 8th, 2018. Now we're moving on to B. I'll read it. It's at the bottom of the page, consent item 6. We're on 6 consent items B. Governance. The existing standing rule, Article 3, Section 4, standing committees. Standing committees alphabetically listed shall be as follows. 1, anti-racism and diversity. 2, broadcast vehicle. 3, budget and financial oversight. 4, development. 5, election. 6, facilities management and planning. 7, governance. 8, management selection and review. 9, outreach. 10, program council committee. 11, program policy, 12, technology, and within the standing rule is this text. Note, designated as fiduciary committees are the ones that have asterisks, which is budget and oversight and management selection and review. Voting membership is limited to LSB members. And then there's B, the management selection and review committee and the budget and finance committee are designated as fiduciary committees, and those voting members are limited to LSB members. C, composition of the Management Selection and Review Committee, MSRC. Any member of the LSB is entitled to full voting membership on the committee. Any member of the MSRC having an issue with an employee being reviewed would be expected to fully reveal the circumstances of the conflict and or recuse themselves from the vote. That's our existing rule. The text below it is the Governance Committee suggested revision. Standing Rule Article 3, Section 4, Standing Committees. Standing committees shall be as follows. 1, management selection and review, desk, descriptionizing, that's important. 2, finance desk. 3, governance desk. 4, development desk. 5, election desk. 6, building desk, it's DESC for the record. 7, anti-racism and diversity desk. 8, outreach desk. 9, technology desk. And then the point B, the Management Selection and Review Committee and the Finance Committee are designated as fiduciary committees, and those committees' voting members are limited to LSB members. C, any member of the MSRC having a conflict of interest with an employee being reviewed or be expected to fully reveal the circumstances of the conflict and or recuse themselves from the vote.
Madam Chair, what is our broadcasting vehicle?
That has been revised. She asked, where is the broadcast and
well,
vehicle?
Actually, what is it?
Broadcasting. I don't have the answer to that question. Adriana.
I see two things here. The desk, obviously, the idea was adding the description that we need to have, and we have that. And the second thing is, we keep talking about the asterisk, but the finance and MSRC doesn't have it. We need to add that. Right?
But in the revision, the asterisk isn't necessary if you look at point B.
Broadcast vehicle. One time they were talking about getting a vehicle to remote the broadcast.
Yes, but they say here the asterisk. Committee.
No, that's the old rule. The rule was completely rewritten. So the asterisk isn't there. Let's kind of get back on track here. If you want to change something, make a motion to amend.
To add the description. That says here, description need to be added to the description.
Where would that description come from?
It's writing DESC.
I understand. What is the text that you want to add?
We have it already.
I think she's asking for the text to be on the paper.
That's why he didn't write it there, because we have it.
Where?
My question is whether the DSC was a hyperlink, like this was printed from a web or something.
It wasn't. It was emailed to me as a text, and there was no link.
Okay.
This is a flat text.
The description is not really there yet. So,
The consent items are supposed to be things that don't require a lot of, or ideally no discussion. I'm going to refer this back to the committee because it looks like they need to finish supplying all the text, like whatever the descriptions are. We can't approve it without knowing what we're approving.
Is there a second?
This was
sent from before, from the same place. Number 13 is part of our rules. But what is this? Document. This is part of the statute of 2009.
Okay. There's a second to refer to a committee.
Is anyone opposed?
Right? Did you Why don't we approve it? Is there anyone? Are you seconded?
No, I didn't second.
Is there anyone opposed to referring it back to governance to fill in the missing descriptions? All right, so I'll send this back to Joseph to put on his agenda.
Oh, okay, so at the point of information.
Yes.
Joseph is the person over this document, this section.
He's the chair of the committee, but the whole committee approved it.
Okay, and I'm just sending him, we just send him our information. Or our recommendations?
You can, because okay. Now the committee is going to discuss it further. Or you can come to the next governance meeting, which is over there on the calendar. Okay, moving on to C.
We didn't vote on it.
Yes, we did. We just moved to refer it back to the committee. There was no opposition. Oh, thank you. It's 8:02. We have to go to public comment, so we'll come back to item C. Nancy, will you look on public comment and hand me the sign-up sheet, please?
Nobody's on public comment that I know of. Is that right?
Would anyone like to speak at public comment? Nancy, we're not going to ask them individually.
I'm sorry.
Public, would any of you like to speak during public comment? You don't have to. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're moving on then. So we'll go back to... We're in item 6, consent items C. We're on the back of the front page of the agenda. This is another standing and special rule. The existing standing rule, Article 3, Section 7, committee meetings and reports, and the GM and PNB reports. A, except in cases of special circumstances, committees are to meet at least monthly, and a report will be expected at every LSB meeting. B, committee reports, general manager's reports, and the Pacifica National Board report shall be submitted in writing to the LSB. Committee reports must include attendance, motions to be proposed, if any, and a discussion of matters included at the meeting. C, verbal committee reports must be limited to 5 minutes. That's the existing rule. The suggested revision is below. Standing Rule Article 3, Section 7, Committee Meetings and Reports, and the GM and PNB Reports. A, committees are to meet at least monthly. You can see that one's been shortened. I can't bold that. B, committee reports must include membership, attendance, consent items, and motions, if any, and a review of the meeting. C, committee reports, general manager's reports, and the Pacifica National Board report shall be submitted in writing to the LSB at least 3 days before the next LSB meeting. Now we're on the next page of our agenda. D, time for questions regarding committee, GM, and PNB reports will be provided at LSB meetings. No verbal reports will be allowed. Are there any...
One question. I'm not sure why we need that. It seems like the existing rule is okay, and we don't need to micromanage this too much. I mean, I'd like to have written reports all the time in advance for every committee also. What if they don't do it? You're just not going to allow any verbal reports at all, or you're going to stick your head in the sand and not listen to it?
I'm going to take this as an objection, yeah, and right. You're speaking against the motion. Yeah. Is there anyone to speak for the motion?
Point of order.
Yes.
This is a consent item, and if it's going to be debated, it has to be referred to either unfinished or a new business. Where it can be debated, it's not supposed to be discussed, only to be voted on.
Point of order, why didn't you say that to the top of the other motions?
He didn't technically violate a rule, but that's a very interesting question. So this goes to new business C. Okay.
I don't see it, but how can we just change right in the
Yeah, we approved this agenda, didn't we? So yes. If there was an objection, it should have been moved during agenda approvals? Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with that. So we're going to keep going. Is there a speaker for this motion? Adriana?
Again, the committee worked with this. We cleaned a little bit the standing rules because we have some things that didn't make sense even in the language. That's why we got this. I believe that we need to be organizing. I agree that we should approve it.
Is there a speaker against this revision?
Well,
I see Rick and Elaine. Rick?
Well, let's see, the only thing I have to object about this is it says, no, at the end, no verbal reports will be allowed. And that's how PND reports and GM reports have been made so far.
If there's not an objection, I'd like to speak for it. This basically is how we've been running meetings all year, the revision. It doesn't say that the committees won't be able to speak or the PMB won't be able to speak, but it says there are time for questions. So that question and answer period still remains on the agenda. There just won't be. In the past, people used to each have like a certain amount of time to make a committee report. And this is just requiring them to send it ahead of time so that we don't spend our entire meeting on committee reports. Elaine?
My objection is we don't get the reports sent to us early enough to review them now. And then at least when they're allowed to speak and give the report to us, we do get some information. Question and answer period may not be long enough to answer all the questions people have. And I see no reason not to let, if something happens and they can't do it, not be allowed to give a verbal report.
Is there a speaker for the motion?
Request for information.
Yes.
Will all these reports be added to the minutes?
Yes.
Sure.
And yes.
So the public has access to it? Mm-hmm.
I would like to point out that as a standing rule, it can be suspended by a majority vote. For instance, we had a finance committee meeting yesterday. There would not have been time for a written report, perhaps. And I would think legitimately we would suspend the rule and allow the chair of the finance committee to give a oral report in addition to Q&A. So I think we can go ahead and approve this. It's not like we're creating something that's amendable.
All those in favor of approving the revision to Article 3, Section 7, as it's written in your agenda, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those opposed to this revision, raise your hands. 1, 2. This revision passes. All right, we're moving on to, hi, welcome. I'm sorry to jump on you the minute you walk through the door, sir, but we skipped public comment because no one wanted to speak, but we're still within the time frame. Would you like to speak during public comment? You can have a few minutes to collect yourself first if you so choose.
I need a few minutes.
Okay, let me know.
I just got here.
Yes. Normally it would still be public comments. So let's do some quick business until he's ready, if he is. We're on item 7, standing and special committee reports. I have a CAB update. We voted for Stephanie Thomas to be the convener. She's currently the chair of the ARDC, and we voted for her to be the convener of the CAB. And she has scheduled this meeting for September 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Montrose Library. And she's currently working on the agenda, contacting people to come, and advertising and posting the meeting. So there's movement there. And at that point, they will elect a chair, have some membership, and bring them to us for approval. You just speak up if you want to speak, okay?
September 6th at the Montrose Library?
Yes, from 6 to 8 p.m. It's also on our committee calendar. Next, we have some motions from finance. PK, do you want to read these motions, or do you want me to read them for you? We're on 7B, finance.
I haven't checked it.
Is it okay if I sit? I've been working with teenagers. I've been working with teenagers for the last 7 weeks. I'm exhausted. I put in here, this is not a report, but I just wanted to give you an update about the fact that this has been a difficult 8 months to get everything that we need to be a good finance committee. I think we're getting there, at least Mr. Winters and Marquisha come to the meeting. However, we have some issues that need addressing for keeping our foundation in business, including KPFC. So it culminated in two motions. The first motion, I'll read, the Finance Committee recommends to the PNB to open a restricted account for the payment of the foundation's debts, and that every station will contribute their percentage a foundation's budget for 30 months starting October 1st, FY 2019. KPMT also commits to $15,000 per month payment for this purpose.
Okay, let's stop there and we'll work on this one. Is there a second for that motion?
It's not a consent item.
I'm just clarifying the language here. It's not a consent item. So, is there an objection to this motion?
I have a question about it. Is this $15,000 in addition to the percentage, or replacing it?
Let's let PK answer. It's her motion.
No, it's not in addition to the percentage. It would be considered if we looked at about 10% of our budget, as that would be the percentage. Oh, I'm sorry.
Everyone. Alan is asking a question. If it doesn't get answered, he can say, my question wasn't answered, and rephrase it. I don't want five speakers at a time.
Okay. Go ahead, Alan.
Again, as I said, is the $15,000 in addition to the percentage of the station, and you were explaining that it's not a, instead, it's the same thing. Correct?
Well, I'm understanding your question that way. Let me just say this, that we don't know what it would be. We don't know what the PMB is going to ask. We don't have that information, but it's better to have something to, it's better to look at what it might be.
Yeah, allow for that. Yes.
But to allow for that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm satisfied. I understand. As we budget ourselves forward, we need to have set aside some ballpark figure that we can expect. So.
Yes.
Are there objections to this motion?
Correction.
May I ask a question?
Is there an objection to the motion?
I need to ask a question, Madam Chair.
Let's do Adriana and then Bill. Adriana.
I want to understand, Alan, if what you are asking, if it's in addition to the central service, because the answer is yes.
So you are, no, Adriana, you are asking and answering a question. That's not your role.
No, I'm asking if that is what he said.
If he wants to
clarify,
Adriana, you're out of order. This is a warning. If he wants to clarify his question, he can clarify his question. Bill.
I support this motion in the committee, but there's an error because it sounds like, in this text, it sounds like we donate all our budget for 30 months to this fund. And so what it was supposed to be is that we'll contribute a percentage of
the...
Is this
a question?
No, this is
an objection.
Well, I guess it's an amendment because it's a correction to what the committee approved or what I thought we approved.
Okay, so be really clear about what you're moving to amend.
Well, right now it says that every station will contribute their percentage of the foundation's budget. So that part needs to be changed to a percentage of the foundation's debt for 30 months. That is the same as their station's budget percentage of the foundation's budget.
Okay, you'll have to say that again.
I should write that down.
May I respond?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is there a second to the substitute motion, to the amendment?
I second it.
Okay. Is there an objection?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I can't object.
We'll do speakers for and against then. This is for the amendment.
I have an amendment to the amendment.
Okay.
I think I agree with him, but I think the word debt needs to be more refined and earmark it for exactly what it is, because Pacifica has all kinds of debt.
Oh, you're right. We talked about that. Yeah.
So
I guess
amendment?
He agrees with that.
Okay.
I don't know what word to put in there, whether it's WBAI debt, Empire State Building debt, personal loans against special debt, or whatever.
You don't have to write the whole thing, Bill, just the part that you're
saying. Yeah, well, I need to say what we're sending from it, too.
I'm waiting for Bill to write.
Yeah, it's, give me a minute.
May I comment?
We're going to wait for Bill to write it so he can speak for if he would so choose. Let the record show that Mike Lewis has arrived.
I was also going to suggest a single word change.
We have to do one at a time.
Historically been around 10% of the national budget. And so that would mean that the FHJC loan, which is the principal is $3.2 million plus the interest, that 10% or whatever that fraction is of that debt which each station would be expected to contribute to. So in other words, they contribute in proportion to the size that their budget is to the national.
Point of information, what is the acronym?
Yeah,
the acronym?
FJC is the name of the lender.
FJC.
Well, that means
stand for anything?
I don't think it stands for anything. But
okay.
Look at FJC Foundation, I believe.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a speaker against the amendment?
Yes, ma'am.
Adriana, and then I have Ted.
We are, again, complicating. We agree on that in the finance committee because it's not only the FJC loan. Bill was the one that brought in that meeting that we have the pension plan. The FCC loan is, we agreed that was around 10,000. Then we put 15,000, and what we said there is to set an example to our sister stations. KPFT agreed to add that $15,000. That's why that is what we agree in committee. When he's putting now is something different, because we are not talking about only the FJC. We were talking about the debt that you brought it there. That's why we bring it to 15,000. And this is the foundation there.
Yes, Ted, wait.
Bill Crozier is speaking in dialogue with her. He is out of order.
This is your warning, point well taken, Bill. Adriana, you have 5 more seconds.
That's why. The motion, the committee agreed with this motion because it's generic enough. The foundation need to pay all the debts, okay. Not the FJC only.
That's time. Is there someone else to speak for the amendment? All right, I had 10 on staff. Do you still want to speak?
Against, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we made it very clear in the committee meeting yesterday that we wanted to make this commitment, and while it might send a message to the other LSBs, we cannot obligate them, and if this amendment says that we are requiring that the other stations to do it, I guess inferring that if they don't do it, we won't do it. No, what we said in committee is we're going to do it, and hopefully they'll get the message, but whether they do or not, and we can't force them to vote in any particular way just because we've done it. So we should defeat this amendment and just go forward and make the commitment that we decided to make in the committee meeting yesterday.
Is there anyone to speak for the amendment?
Alana.
Following what Ted just said, I say the key word is recommends. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't say require. We recommend the PNB that the stations do this. So I support what it says.
Rick?
I just said that Bill's amendment clarifies things so that it's a lot more understandable.
All right. Bill?
Well, I was just going to suggest that Adriana put that into a motion or substitute motion
it's
my
here.
Amendment to include whatever else you think you would want to include. Because it does need to
be. Okay, no, back and forth. Okay. We're going to vote on this amendment. I'm going to read it.
Point of information?
Yes.
I guess. Can Bill or anyone clarify the apparent contradiction? Because I'm going to have a difficult time voting. And I don't know. She's saying that some of the pension money is thrown into that loan. If it is, if it's not in central services, then if it is the loan that's covering the pension money, then it should satisfy what she's saying.
Okay, I'll have 2 speakers to help Bob, 1 for and 1 against the amendment. Is there a speaker for the amendment that can help clarify? Bill?
For the amendment. The loan doesn't have anything to do with the pensions. There was some leftover money, a little bit, from the sale of the National Office Building that will go towards the pensions. Really won't be enough. So, you know, each station's going to have to come up with the money for their employees anyway. So it kind of really doesn't have to be part of this. But that is very important. It has to be part of it. But it's not part of the loan, if that's what the question was.
Point of information.
Yes.
Does the amendment have the word recommend?
Yes. Yes, that word has not been changed. Trust me, he gave me what's changed. It's not that section of the motion. I'll read it again before we vote. Adriana, did you also want to clarify for Bob?
Yes.
The word generic.
Well,
Adriana, you have the floor.
Yes. The motion, that's why the committee, we worked yesterday doing this motion, and Bill voted for that too. This is clear. There is not only a portion of the debt. The foundation have a debt that must be paid. have nothing to do with central service. It's the new debt that the foundation has. It's looming. If we don't pay, the foundation will go down. That's why we come up with this, and we said it's a gesture to show to the other stations. We recommend. We cannot force anybody. But to tell the other stations, this is the right thing to do because we want to keep the foundation. We want to keep KPFT alive. And to keep KPFT, we need to keep the foundation. Doesn't exist any station by itself. Then that's why we talk about the whole debt. And that is what we were yesterday. That's why that is a good motion.
Okay, we're going to vote on the amendment. Let me read it.
Before you vote, I had wanted to address part of the statement they were voting on. I would like to amend, in addition, that last sentence. What started this, kicked us all off when I questioned whether the percentage and the 15K was in addition to the percentage, was the word also. So I would recommend dropping the word also after KPFG and just say KPFG commits to 15K, although subject to discussion, should we say estimated or recommended?
If we get there. Is there a second? Is there a second to striking also? Nancy seconds. Is anyone opposed to striking also?
Yes.
Okay, then now we enter into debate about the word also. Alan, would you like to speak against the word also?
In favor of striking it, yes. The word also created this confusion that it was also meant in addition to the percentage of each station. So just by saying, just by dropping the word, it logically follows that it refers to that percentage. So it's confusing to have that extra word in there, because also means in addition to what, you know. So I feel it's less confusing if just to drop the word and just say that we commit ourselves. Now, again, there was some doubt raised as to whether we wanted to say exactly 15,000 or just to say estimated 15,000 or provisionally 15,000 or some other word that means that, it's an estimate.
The only amendment on the floor right now, there's
two to drop the word.
The current one is about the word also. Is there anyone to speak for retaining the word also? Adriana.
The foundation already decide the central services that every station pay for. It's nothing that we can recommend or we can change. Have nothing to do with this. That's why here we talk about, and it's part of the motion that is not here, because when we passed the motion, we said to give an example to our sister stations, KPFT also commit $15,000 per month payment for this purpose, because we divide the debt that we know for sure that we have for the 30 months, and that is, it's not a capricious 50,000K. It's a number. If people want to have the whole discussion, they should come to the committee meeting, and then we don't need to reshuffle every time, right? The finance committee approved this motion unanimously yesterday, including Bill and Bob.
Thank you. Is there anyone else to speak for striking the word also? Bob?
It's unneeded.
Thank you. Is there anyone?
It implies that we're one of five, but we're the only one that, as far as we know, it wasn't mentioned yesterday's meeting, that took the initiative to do this. So just to make it a simple statement that we commit really is the message. Like you said, we want to set an example. We also want to commit to what to dispose of this problem.
And it's a, it also is just really a minor word to me in this case.
Is there anyone to speak for keeping the word also?
Can I? Yeah, I think I do.
If I'm hearing what everybody is saying correctly, then also means also includes not only the debt, and it includes the other amount we have to pay. So it's just inferring because we agreed that we want to do $15,000, we're not stopping our payment that we're already committed to. So that's why the also is in there, to show we're going to still cover our debts as we promised, mm-hmm. and add the new one.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to vote on also. Okay, so a vote, can I clarify this, Alon? Can we vote for or against also to make it more clear? Is that okay?
Yes, and then maybe we can come back to whether we want, if it fails, then we can come back to saying, do we need to add more words to explain what also means?
Well, then that will be a separate amendment.
Right, right.
Okay. All those in favor of keeping the word also, please raise your hands. One, two, three. All those opposed, all those in favor of striking the word also. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. The amendment passes, so also is removed. Okay, now we're back to Bill's amendment. Let me read it. We've already debated it. So the amended motion will read, the Finance Committee recommends to PMB to open a restricted account for the payment of the foundation's debts, and that every station will contribute a percentage of the FJC loan debt, that is the percentage that their budget is to the foundation's budget. For 30 months, do we keep that part?
Yeah, keep it.
For 30 months, starting October 1st, KPFT commits to $15K per month payment for this purpose. All those in favor of Bill's amendment, which I just read, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. All those opposed to Bill's amendment, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four. The amendment passes 8-4.
Can you read it again? Because I don't understand what that means.
Well, I'm going to have to read it because we have to pass the whole motion, right? Or do we pass the amendment? So it's
then we don't need the 15,000.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I get lost in the amendments. I understand. So now we have the whole thing as amended. I just read it. Is there someone to speak for the motion? Is there an objection to the motion with amendments?
Yes.
Okay. Can someone speak for the amended motion?
Let's do it.
Bob.
I think it puts all the objections in place and scrutinizes the hell out of it, and we should be done. So we just changed the word from budget to loan and took also out. That's it. All right?
Is there someone to speak against the amended motion? Adriana.
Because that is exactly what we talk about. The debt of the foundation is not only the FJC loan. Bill brought it to the committee yesterday. That's why we arrived to 15,000. Because he brought there, we have at least a pension plan and we have other debts. That's why it's not only the FJC loan. I don't know what people thought about that.
Is there someone to speak for the amended motion? The motion's been amended. No. That's not changing.
Yeah. Just to repeat what I said. I mean, Bill? I put that because you said we shouldn't include all this other stuff. But the pension's going to have to be paid for regardless of this motion. But the memo was to clarify the percentage. Because the original motion, I think it wasn't what we voted on this. It was, the original motion would have said that we contribute essentially our whole budget for that third 30 months, our percentage of the foundation's budget. So we amended it to say that it's our percentage of the foundation budget, that percentage of the loan, or whatever amount. This is really going to go to the National Finance Committee, and they'll work up the details. Of it. So.
Well, where are we spending?
I don't think it's worth spending a lot more time on.
Is there someone to speak against the amended motion? Okay.
Well, I really have a point of information. By the way this thing is worded now, are we staying committed to the fact that we are going to make this payment regardless of what any other station does? If that is the case, I support the amended motion. What I fear is that it has been mixed and maneuvered in a way that now turns it into a very confusing document that does not fit commit KPFT, regardless what other stations do.
The part I can answer to that is the last sentence is still there. That hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Orders of the day.
Okay. Orders of the day.
Audrey. One legal everybody.
You're speaking against the amended motion?
Yes.
Okay.
A little detail that we forget, because the finance brought this to the LSP, because this motion will vote by the LSP, then the LSP recommends to the PMB. It's not the finance committee. The finance committee brought it to the LSP. The LSP recommends to the PMB.
Okay. We're going to vote. Here's the amended motion. Pay attention. You can cross out and write on your agenda as I read it, and that way you'll have a record of it. The Finance Committee recommends to PNB to open a restricted account for the payment of the foundation's debts, and that every station will contribute a percentage of the FJC loan debt, that is the percentage that their budget is to the foundation's budget, for 30 months starting October 1st. We're back into the main motion. KPFT commits to $15,000 per month payment for this purpose.
I made the amendment, Madam Chair.
You made an amendment?
The LSP recommends.
Yes.
That need to be there.
Yes.
Because
can you make a motion and tell me exactly what text to change?
Yes.
Strike what and put in
strike
what?
The finance committee and put there KPFT LSP.